Hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the podcast this week. We're taking a look at the brand new all-age comics, including two Guardians, one Crafty Cat, two Jonesies, two SpongeBobs, and some true believers that will make you want to go to the comic book store right now. Well, hey again, everybody. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and this week we are listening to Forget the Whale. Forget the Whale. You can check out all of their music over at Free Music Archive, and the stuff we hear in the background is actually instrumental. No lyrics whatsoever. However, if you cruise to Free Music Archive, you can hear these songs with lyrics. They're singing, and it really is good stuff. Check it out, and you can reach us anytime at Trey, T-R-E-Y, at DaddyMojo.net. If you ever have any questions or whatnot, please reach out. We're friendly, and it smells like bacon around here. So one of the new, I'll call it an almost all-age comic, that's been monthly for the past 11 months, has been Jonesy. And we use the caveat, almost all-age comic, because it's not really going to appeal to younger kids, like kids who are 5 to 8. Jonesy is going to appeal to kids who are maybe 9 and up. I'll almost call it a tween comic book, and its monthly series ends this week. Issue number 12 is out, and that's Jonesy. It's from Boom Studios. The plot is pretty clever, and it's one that kids in middle school to lower high school will like. Essentially, Jonesy is a Cupid of sorts, where she can convince people, not convince, that's the wrong word, she can make people fall in love. Except she is a little bit forlorn herself because she's kind of lonely. She wants somebody. So that's it. It's not going to be for everybody, but it is a very unique comic book that really does have laughs, and it's just very happy. Give it a check out if you want something that's very neat and fun and very, very original. Also this week, the second graphic novel of Jonesy, Jonesy, it's a trade paperback, Volume 2. This features issues 5 through 8 of the monthly series. That's 5 through 8, with the final issue in the series coming out today. Did you get all that? Hope you did. A new graphic novel that comes out this week is really, and I talk faster when I get excited about this, because it looks so incredibly cute. And when you use the adjective cute for a graphic novel, you kind of can, you're digging into the fact that it is going to skew younger. And that's going to be the case with Amazing Crafty Cat. The Amazing Crafty Cat. Say that without smiling. If you can, you're a grouch. Because it makes me smile. Ridiculously happy. And then you look at the artwork, and it's really cute. Ridiculously cute. The plot in this is pretty simple. Basically, it's a young girl who can solve anything by doing crafts. Anything being like any problems she has. And it starts out with Birdie. Birdie's the little girl. And Birdie is having a typical kind of, I'll call it, upper elementary to middle school type day, where she's making stuff for school, she has an accident, and she has to solve her predicament using crafts. Fun, fun stuff. Cute, and it's from First Second graphic novels, or First Second books. Most of the stuff that First Second puts out, they're graphic novels, and they are out of the park excellent. I expect nothing less than this one. It's the Amazing Crafty Cat. It's going to be great for ages 5, I'll call it, say, 5 to 11. Girls or boys will like it, but I think girls will dig it more, mainly because the title character is a girl who solves issues using crafts. However, I want to read this. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully it will arrive this week, so we can finally give it a look over. It's the Amazing Crafty Cat. And this is going to be a trilogy. So this is the first one in the trilogy, so I think it's going to be great. Check it out. My Little Pony. Now, My Little Pony is a series that really pretty much... it doesn't exclusively work for girls, because there are some dudes that like My Little Pony. But for the majority, it's girls that dig My Little Pony. This comic book is going to be for any of them, as long as you like My Little Pony. Because it's a brand new series, and Equestria, My Little Pony, Legends of Magic. This is issue number 1. And what audiences and fans will like about this is that it's this title skews, can skew really young. So ages 5 and up, you're going to be okay with everything in this comic book. You won't be able to read the words if you're that young. I'll say ages 8 and up will be able to read everything with fluency. But this is a great comic book that moms or dads or guardians or whoever can read to kids as young as 5, because the art is fun, very bright colors. It's on IDW, and IDW has great stock paper. And the writer behind this is really top-notch. It's Jeremy Whitley. And Jeremy is the cat who created Princeless, one of the great titles over at Action Lab. And he's also been a creator and a writer from My Little Pony for a very long time. This is a brand new jumping on point. So if you've seen My Little Pony and you say, I don't want to jump into issue 49 because I won't know what's going on or what's happening, this is a chance to dig deep on some of the characters. But it's also shallow enough for anybody who has not read My Little Pony, they can jump in and get to know the characters firsthand, and you won't feel lost. It's My Little Pony, Legends of Magic, issue number 1, is out this week. Now, there are 2 SpongeBob books out this week, and I mentioned the 2 because they are unique, and I can see why they did it. First off, let's go over the comic book. SpongeBob Comics, issue number 67. This is easily one of our go-to comic books every month. It's flat-out fabulous. And what's great about this is that every little story, it's comprised of many short stories. Some stories will be as short as a page or 2 pages. Some stories may be 8 to 12 pages, and maybe even a 5-page short story. It'll have 4 to 5 stories in this. Each story is presented in a different format of sorts, where the artwork is going to be different, the style of the humor, the pacing, it's different. And I like to see our kids read this because it gives them and it shows them that everything doesn't have to be the same for them to like it. Now, I don't expect my kids to go out and eat vegetables or try something exotic or strange that kids should love, but they don't. But this is a chance for them to see art in comics because they love the character SpongeBob, and they're going to follow along with the different ways that he is presented in each story. It's awesome. It's issue number 67, SpongeBob Comics. And to that point, SpongeBob Comics is doing what Simpsons Comics does. Like every quarter, Simpsons Comics presents a graphic novel with stories that were previously released in Simpsons Comics. So this week has SpongeBob Comics, the trade paperback volume 1 of Silly Sea Stories. This presents... you know where it's going. This presents previously released stories that were in SpongeBob Comics. So if you don't want to jump into whatever, SpongeBob 57 or 67, you can just get this one because this will have lots. I think it has about 15 SpongeBob Comics stories. And again, they're going to be of various sizes, various lengths, different art perspectives, and it's only $11. It is really funny. We received an advanced copy of this. It's great. If you don't like the television show, parents, I hear you and I feel you. I understand why you say that. Check out this comic book because it is awesome. And this is going to be something that they will be doing with more frequency. And this being the graphic novels that will collect previously published stories from SpongeBob Comics. So check this out. Or if you want to get your feet lightly in the water, as it were, check out one of the individual comics, and if you really like that, then just go full bore and check out SpongeBob Comics Silly Sea Stories Volume 1. It's out this week. Are you on Twitter? If you are, please look us up and say hello. We are at Daddy Mojo. Please do that. Oh, and if you would leave a rating for this podcast from the service that brought you here, be it Stitcher, Podcaster, Google Play, whatever, please give us a rating because it would really help us out and it would help parents and young readers know more about all-age comics and that they've got lots of options that they may not be aware of. They do. Are you reading The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl? If not, it's one of the go-to titles and series that out there. Really, every issue is fabulous and it really is great. And we don't know why it has this rating from Marvel. It's rated T+, or rated teen. Means, hey, only teens should read this, but forego that. Ages 8 and up, you will be fine with Squirrel Girl, the comic book. And by the way, Disney's Freeform Did you know that? Disney's Freeform. What is that? A new ride? I don't know what it is. No, that's the used to be what was called ABC Family. Now they call it ABC's Freeform. It sounds more like a ride or some sort of battle royale. But it's the network that is formerly known as ABC Family. They're going to have a new series coming out in 2018 called New Warriors. New Warriors, featuring Squirrel Girl. So awesome! The character that's been around since the early 90s is finally coming to television in a weekly format with New Warriors in the fall of 18 over at Freeform. So check that out in about a year and a half. But before then, check out Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, issue number 19. That is out this week, and you'll love it. If you want to actually read something, like read a full-on book with very few pictures, or just enough pictures to keep you interested, there's a Squirrel Girl young adult novel that came out about 2 months ago that we reviewed. That is great. It's also a primer on Squirrel Girl because it takes you into her origins a little bit, her enemies, and her friends. It's great stuff, and this character is one that kids will love who are, I'll say, 8 and up. If they're younger than that, they won't get it. If they're, say, 5 to 8, they expect their superheroes to be really strong and over-the-top kind of superhero-y. They're not going to get the humor and the tongue-in-cheekness that is Squirrel Girl. However, ages 9 and up, I think you'll get it, and you'll like it. Ages 5 and up, this is for you if you like your action and your superheroes. It's Marvel Universe Guardians of the Galaxy. Price point only $2.99. It's great, and it has enough action. This is issue number 18 from the series that kids really love. And this is a better all-age series than most of the action and superhero series that's out there, just because I love these characters. Great. And the movie's coming out soon, so it's going to generate a whole lot of awareness to where kids who were only all about the Avengers and Thor and Hulk, they're going to say, who is Star-Lord? Who's this strange squirrel guy? Why is she green? And why can he only say, I am Groot? That's the conversation they're going to be having on the playground in the second or third week of May, just after the movie comes out. So this is Marvel Universe Guardians of the Galaxy. Great for ages 5 and up. Now, for a while, Marvel Comics has had Guardians of the Galaxy. That's the monthly series that's rated for older audiences. Who is it going to be good for? Marvel rates it as rated Teen Plus. And what that in my mind, that says, well, that's like 15 and up. Would I give this comic book to my 11-year-old? Oh, yeah. And they would love it. We don't have an 11-year-old. I would have to happen a time machine for that to happen. However, if I had an 11-year-old, they would be A-okay with reading Guardians of the Galaxy, the monthly series from Marvel Comics, just because there's some action in there. Maybe one or two inappropriate words, but you see that, and you hear that in the trailer for the film. And if you've seen the trailer for either the original Guardians or the new one coming out in May, you can guess the word or two that we are speaking of. And you may see that in the comic. However, upper middle school, they know these words. And they will love Guardians of the Galaxy, the regular series, if they're in upper middle school or up. That's that. Now, also this week for older readers, and I'm going to put this right again at upper middle school and up, just because of the violence and the camp and the time warp factor of it, True Believers. Now, True Believers is a little imprint that Marvel Comics does occasionally where they reprint some of the classic characters and the classic issues that introduced them. This week sees True Believers X-Force, number one. Now, when I went to go see Logan with a friend of mine, he is like knee-deep geek. It's amazing. When we were watching Logan, he said, oh, that's an egg, look at it. And I'm, what was an egg? I totally missed that. He knows X-Men and the ancillary characters inside and out. And the moment something happened in Logan, he said, oh, there's X-Force. Here is how they turn this into X-Force in the near future. He was a kid who had this comic book. X-Force, this is True Believers X-Force number one, reprinted from 1991. Going to be great for ages 10 or 11 and up, and it's only a dollar. That is what is great about these True Believers comics when they come out. Also out this week is True Believers, New Mutants. This is from 1983, and if you look at the art in this one from 1983 compared to 91, it's neat because you really get a very good breakdown of how the art changed from 83 to 91, and then you look at something now in 2017. It's, wow, it's crazy and freaky, and it's all time warpy. But I think that kids, again, we'll say even 8 and up, will dig True Believers, The New Mutants. And the difference between this and the other one is that if you look at the violence that happened in comic books in the mid to early 80s, it wasn't really violence, it was just complexity. It was that the characters were not easy to understand. There were so many of them, I couldn't read it. I just wanted action. And that's probably what kids are going to think when they read The New Mutants. They're going to say, man, there's a lot of dialogue here. But for a dollar, you really can't beat it. To hop in the time warp and see what comics looked back from 1983. It's True Believers, New Mutants, number one, out this week. Hey, speaking of time warp, let's go back to the days when bubblegum cards were the rage. There was no internet. Work with me here. There was no internet. And the way that you as a kid traded information or details about movies was all in trading cards. Got to go back in here because Star Wars, the original Topps trading card Y Division cards, are being re-released in one volume, in a one-volume book. For the first time this week, it's all 130 cards. Now, that's 120 of the base cards, plus 10 of the Chase Chromium cards. Those Chase Chromium cards, those are the ones that I never got. And I swear they didn't exist, and I'm not going to believe they exist until I look at this book. They're probably in there. This book also includes 13 of the rare promotional cards and 16 of those cards that I have never seen again, of the six of the limited edition steel cards, all reprinted in this one deluxe book. I'm kind of excited about this because this is stuff I never saw, and it's the original Star Wars. It's the cards from the first original Star Wars movie. So you're going to hop back to, wow, what is that? 78, episode 3. If you want to, you know, if you want to start numbering it that way, I just start out with 1, and I ignore those 3 movies that didn't exist. That's what I do. But you, this is really for the fans because it's $25. So you adults that grew up in this time period and had these cards, these trading cards from Topps that were Star Wars, you're going to be all over this. If you're a younger fan and you're curious, take a look at it, and you can see why your mom and dad were geeks back then in the day. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.